Hello everyone. First, a thank you to the Fosdem Web Performance DevRoom organisers for allowing me to speak today. I'm Matt Hobbs. I work for the UK Government Digital Service as Head of Front End. As well as front end, I have a keen interest in web performance optimisation. But today I'm not here to talk to you about the wonderful world of UK government services. I'm sure you're all disappointed. I'm here to talk to you about a tool you may or may not have heard of, and that is Web Page Test. This talk is mainly about a very specific part of Web Page Test, and that is the waterfall chart. Now, the chart may look intimidating at first, but once you understand it, the visualization really unlocks a heap of information for you at a glance, allowing you to quickly debug issues, certify they are fixed, and understand how exactly a browser loads the page. There are a couple of bits of assumed knowledge for this talk. First is a web page test URL. For those unsure, it's this. This will bring you to the public instance of Web Page Test, where you can test your site's performance for free. Second is you have run a test. Don't worry though, if you haven't run one, I just so happen to have a whole blog post all about it right here. A shameless plug, I know. So first, let's cover a little background info. What is Web Page Test? Web Page Test is a synthetic performance testing tool created by Pat Meenan in 2008 while he was working at AOL. It was originally an IE plugin called Page Test before evolving into the online version we see today. Web Page Test was recently acquired by Catchpoint in 2020. Pat, along with the rest of the Catchpoint team, will help maintain and grow it in the future. But for the past 12 years, the public instance of Web Page Test, including all the test devices, have been sitting in Pat's basement. This image is from 2014. I assume his basement may have changed a little in 6 years. Web Page Test allows you to run web performance tests from any of these locations in the world. You can configure the test agents to test your site using a whole host of browsers with many different connection speeds. The data you get back from the tool is invaluable for spotting and fixing web performance issues. Enough of the history of Web Page Test, let's dive right into the waterfall chart. Here's a basic Web Page Test waterfall chart. This test is from my own blog. This chart is essentially a visualization of the raw data you get back from various browser APIs. I've split this image into 7 sections. I'll go over each very briefly. Number one, the key. Here we see a series of colors. First, a set of browser and connection events like wait, DNS, connect, and SSL. Next, a set of color-coded files by their MIME type. You'll see 2 color tones for each. I'll come on to what that means a little bit later. Last, in pink, to the right is the JavaScript execution time. Each of these colors corresponds to an event or request you will see on the request timeline. Number two, the request list. Here we see the list of assets found on this particular page. They are in the order the requests go out over the network. The HTML in this instance is at request number one at the top, but this isn't always the case. Redirects and OCSP lookups can sometimes come before the page HTML. Number three, the request timeline. Here we see the waterfall. It's much like you would see in the network tab in your developer tools. The color coding we saw earlier in the key applies here. Each asset is on its own separate row. The time in seconds is along the top and bottom of the image, but this could also be in milliseconds for some tests. But there's a whole lot more going on in this image that I will cover soon. Number four, CPU utilization. Here we see a line graph of how much load the CPU of the test device was under at any point in time during the page load. It ranges from 0 to 100% utilization. It's always a good idea to keep an eye on this chart, especially on low spec devices. This is to see if the CPU is becoming a bottleneck for performance. Number five, bandwidth in. This graph gives you an idea of the data flowing into the browser at any point in time during the page load. The absolute scale isn't particularly accurate, but it's roughly related to the max bandwidth allowed on the connection. In the example here, the max bandwidth is 1600 kilobits per second, and this equates to a 3G connection. You mainly want to use this graph to check that the browser is doing useful work rather than being wasted during the load. There's a much more accurate option available called a TCP dump, and this is located under the Advanced Settings tab when you configure the test. You should enable this if you want more accurate results that you can examine using tools like Wireshark. Number six, the browser main thread. So this image isn't taken from my blog since it's only a small static site. It's nowhere near as busy as this. This is actually taken from one of the popular news websites here in the UK. Each of the colours correspond to a particular task that the browser on the browser